Among the sure signs of the true church of Christ are the accompanying spiritual gifts. This has always been from the beginning. When the authority of the priesthood has been found on the earth, it is accompanied by manifestations of the Holy Spirit. During the earthly ministry of the Savior, it is recorded that he went about all Galilee, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Great multitudes followed him, and they were healed, every one. Before the Savior departed from his apostles, after the resurrection, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the street, and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one." The Apostle Paul taught the Corinthian saints something about spiritual gifts. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not that ye be ignorant. Therefore I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but by the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are differences of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the Spirit by the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit," and so on. He recounted the gifts of the Spirit. "And unto his church in this dispensation, the Savior has promised these same gifts, wherein he said, 'Therefore, as I said unto mine apostles, I say unto you again, that every soul who believeth on your word and is baptized by water for the remission of sins shall receive the Holy Ghost. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they do many wonderful works. In my name shall they cast out devils. And in my name shall they heal the sick. In my name they shall open the eyes of the blind and unstop the ears of the deaf. And the tongues of the dumb shall speak," and so on. I bear solemn witness, my brethren and sisters, that these gifts are with the church today. The sick are healed, the eyes of the blind are opened, the ears of the deaf are unstopped, the lame are made to walk, the gift of tongues bless our missionaries and others the world over. The gift of wisdom and knowledge are evidenced by the leadership of our people everywhere. Devils are cast out, spirits are discerned, the gift of faith is demonstrated on every side. Many mighty miracles give evidence that this is indeed his church, the church of Jesus Christ. All the gifts and powers and blessings that have always identified the church of Christ are with his church today. As members of the church, is our faith sufficiently strong? Are we in tune with the Spirit that we might be blessed by these great gifts? Do we believe a miracle can be performed or a blessing given? Do we call upon the priesthood as often as we should to administer to the sick? Do we believe we can be healed? Do we have faith to heal? Is the priesthood always prepared to give a blessing? How strong is your faith? President George Q. Cannon said, "I have felt deeply impressed that the members of our church do not value as they should the means which God has placed within their reach for the relief and healing of the sick. There is too great a disposition when sickness enters a household to send for a doctor. Instances are very common among the faithful saints of the gift of healing being made manifest in a very wonderful manner. God has not forgotten his promises, and he has not withdrawn himself from his people. But the Latter-day Saints should make use of these means more frequently than they do, and put more trust in God and less in man's skills." End quote. We have been instructed as to administration very well. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. And the elders of the church, two or more, shall be called, and shall pray for and lay hands upon them in my name. And if they die, they shall die unto me, and if they live, they shall live unto me. End quote. The accounts of miraculous healings in the church are numerous. They warm one's soul and give great strength of testimony as to the divinity of this great work. But the Lord has instructed us that we are not to boast about these great blessings. He said, "But a commandment I give unto them, that they shall not boast themselves of these things, neither speak of them before the world. For these things are given unto you for your profit and for your salvation." End quote. It was not intended that we make merchandise of the gifts of God and shout to the world the results of these most wonderful gifts. They are given unto us for our salvation, to strengthen our testimony and the testimony of others, as we bear humble witness of them in our meetings, quietly by the Spirit, but not before the world. Behold, faith cometh not by signs, but signs follow those who believe. Yea, signs come by faith, not by the will of men, nor as they please, but by the will of God. Faith to heal the sick is one of the most desirable of the gifts of the gospel, and should be sought after by all Melchizedek priesthood holders. They should always be ready and exercise the power in behalf of those who need a blessing. They should seek to have and develop the gift of faith, faith to heal and faith to be healed. And whosoever shall ask in my name in faith, the Lord said, they shall cast out devils, they shall heal the sick, they shall cause the blind to receive their sight, and the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak, and the lame to walk. End quote. Administration to the sick should be done at the request of the sick person or someone else close to them, we are told, someone who is concerned about them, that it might be done through their faith. The Lord said, "And these things ye shall not do, except it be required of you by them who desire it, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. For ye shall do according to that which is written, Both the one receiving the blessing and the one giving the blessing should be in tune with the Spirit through their worthy lives, and then the Lord will bless them as promised. Whatsoever things, he said, ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is good, in faith believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be done unto you." After one has demonstrated his worthiness through good works and manifest his faith through prayer and proper administration to the sick, it must be left in the hands of the Lord, those who will be healed and those who will not. We may not always understand why someone is healed and another for whom we have exercised great faith is not. The Lord said that when the elders administer the sick, if they die, they die unto him. And if they live, they live unto him. Thou shalt weep, he said, for the loss of them that die, and more especially for those who have no hope in the glorious resurrection. And it shall come to pass that those that die in me shall not taste of death, for it shall be sweet unto them. And again it shall come to pass that he that hath faith in me to be healed and is not appointed unto death shall be healed. Listen to President Kimball's logic in this regard. If all the sick for whom we pray are healed, if all the righteous were protected and the wicked destroyed, the whole program of the Father would be annulled, and the basic principle of the gospel, free agency, would be ended. No man would have to live by faith. should all prayers be immediately answered according to our selfish desires and our limited understanding, then there would be little or no suffering, sorrow, disappointment, or even death. And if these were not, there would be no joy, success, resurrection, or eternal life, or godhood. Being human, we would expel from our lives physical pain, mental anguish, and assure ourselves of continued ease and comfort. But if we were to close the doors upon sorrow and distress, we might be excluding our greatest friend and benefactors. Suffering can make saints of people as they learn patience, long-suffering, and self-mastery. End quote. Even though the Lord has prescribed proper procedures in the administration to the sick, this doesn't mean that the humble prayers of faithful members of the church would not be answered. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, said James. The Savior said during his administration on earth in the last days, men not authorized of God would in Christ's name perform wondrous works. This is evidenced by his words when he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew thee. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. He gave the same warning to the prophet Joseph Smith in this day. Walk uprightly before me, that ye may not be seduced by evil spirits, or doctrines of devil, or commandments of men, and that ye may not be deceived. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they were given. They were given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, and him that seeketh so to do. May we so live that we may always have the companionship of the Holy Spirit and be blessed by these beautiful spiritual gifts that are a part of the gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.